It's 24 minutes to 11, Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
Really impressed with Commander this morning. I strong leadership, you can see that, and you can see from the stats that he was saying there's been a fall in crime, which is fantastic. You can see that it's great to have people like our Superintendent Daryl Jobson representing our community. Well, I'm really excited for the next part, because I was very fortunate to meet, probably about a month ago, a young lady who I feel is very talented, and I wanted to explore that talent in our brief conversation. And during our conversation, I found out that this wonderful person sings. And so the invitation on behalf of Spotlight, you and I, Darren, is to have Jane Combremont come from the Salvation Army and share with us her beautiful voice and a song, and maybe even two songs, that has meaning about life and her own personal experiences, and what Jane wants to encapsulate to tell our audience and our listeners today. So I'm really excited. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. It's a real privilege to be able to do this morning.
Well, it's a privilege for two reasons. First is your wonderful accent. Where are you originally from?
I'm from Switzerland originally.
Wow.
I would not have guessed that. Tell us more.
Yeah, so I grew up in Switzerland going to the Salvation Army, and my mother tongue is French, actually. So I'll sing a little bit in French today. And
and the name, can I say it right? Combremont.
Oui.
Oh, excuse me, listeners, I'll just bow out and have a cup of tea and leave it to the linguists.
But is that the family name from Switzerland or
yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes, my parents.
So yeah. Maybe nearer the French border in the Alps?
Yeah,
is
that's
that right?
Right. Yeah, we are 10 minutes away from the French border, actually.
Lots of snow then?
Yes, in winter, always.
Absolutely sounds so wonderful. What brought you to Australia?
So I came here to study originally. I'm doing my Bachelor of Theology at Hillsong College, and I work at the Salvation Army, but originally it was just to study, yes.
That environment, how did you grow up in that environment? Was that from mum and dad and your community in the Salvation Army in Switzerland?
Yeah, my parents grew up in the Salvation Army themselves. My grandparents on my dad's side were Salvation Army members, and so grew up going and developed a love for it as I grew up as well.
That's a big commitment. And then if I can just say, and I'll probably get into trouble for saying it, but Jane, you're relatively young, and to make that commitment to your church is outstanding. And I say that from the point of view of doing study and to continue your own journey and self-journey with life.
Before we go on, Jim, I just got a question, Jane. Thinking about that, so Salvation Army in Switzerland, no doubt, yep, with your family,
mm-hmm,
Salvation Army in Australia. What's constant in the Salvation Army, but also what's different?
Constant, I would say their mission, their purpose is the same. They're all about people and helping the community, which is, constant. In terms of differences, I think the age demographic is a bit older at the core that I am at right now, but it's very similar in terms of what services look like on a Sunday or community work looks like during the week.
Do you know what? I can't wait any longer.
So?
I am, Jane, mm-hmm, I'm wanting to hear your beautiful voice. The expressions, listener, that Jane has revealed to us today says her love of her own life and journey, and I think it'd be great for our listeners now. Have a cup of tea, cup of coffee, and listen to an angel.
Please introduce what you're going to sing, and then, when you're ready, step up. If you want to step up to the other mic now, I'll get that on for you.
So I'll be singing for you this morning La Vie en Rose, which was originally written by Edith Piaf, but was then sung again by Louis Armstrong.
And this is, listeners, this is live a cappella in the studio with Darren and Jim on Spotlight. This is a really significant and a very moving moment for us, for the three of us as human beings, to share the content and the story of what Jane wants to share with us this morning.
Thank you. Quand tu me prends dans ses bras, qui me parle tout bas, je vois la vie en rose. Il me dit
dit des mots d'amour, des mots de tous les jours, et ça me fait quelque chose. Il est entré dans mon cœur une part de bonheur dont je connais la cause. C'est lui pour moi, moi pour lui dans la vie. Il me l'a dit, l'a juré pour la vie. Dès que je l'aperçois, alors je sens en moi mon cœur qui hold me close and hold me fast, the magic spell you cast, this is la vie en rose. When you kiss me, heaven sighs, and though I close my eyes, I see la vie en rose. When you press me to your heart, I'm in a world apart, a world where roses bloom. And when you speak, angels sing from above. Everyday words seem to turn into love songs. Give your heart and soul to me, and life will always be la vie en rose.
Jane, that's wonderful. We're swooning here, Jim and I.
We are. We're lost for words, and for Jim Taggart to be lost for words is a real problem. Jane, thank you for having the courage and the conviction of who you are to come in here and share your story. You're on Spotlight with Darren and Jim. It's been most memorable. We'll go to a little break and come back and get another song later.
Alive 90.5.
It's a quarter to 11. Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren. We're still swooning.
Yeah, we are. I'm just coming down. Jane, that was absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
The passion and the emotion that you shared with your audience here with both Darren and myself and to our listeners was something that we won't forget. So thank you for doing that.
Thanks for having me again.
As I said, listeners, Jane is, and I'm sorry to say this, but is relatively young, and yet she is so so committed to her religion and her way of life. Where do you want your life to go? You're studying a Bachelor of Theology at the moment. You're committed. You go to church at least twice a week, and so your life is very much central to the Word of God or to the Salvation Army calling. Where do you want your life to be or go?
That's a great question. I don't think I have a clear answer just yet. I think I want to finish my bachelor, of course, probably study more and do a master's.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, I want to travel some more. I've had the opportunity to travel to the States and here. I'd love to go to London after this. So, yeah, just keep being faithful to the church and to what God is doing and what he's calling me to do. So that's what I want.
William Booth.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about him in your life and his wife.
Well, you see, I think William and Catherine were pioneers of their time. They helped like not many did. And they're inspiring and they have inspired me. I think their passion for the lost, for alcoholics and for social justice and bringing help in the community is something that stirs me, and it's something that I want to be able to apply in my everyday.
And you say that with such strong conviction. What are some of the most memorable moments you've had being involved with the Salvation Army in your time? Because they stay with us. It's like our commander and his badges. They told a story. The Salvation Army is a badge in terms of telling a story that you've committed yourself to. What are some of those moments that have really moved you to higher levels?
I think of going to aged care facilities to sing. We would go as a group back home and just spend some time right before Christmas to just bring some joy. And I think it was always so encouraging and refreshing to be able to make a difference in people who feel lonely and who are not necessarily visited by their families or the people around them. But to have someone come in and say, we care and we are here, and seeing that difference in on their faces, really.
We've been working with a young man called Daniel, and over the weekend he sent me a amazing little clip that has resonated with me, and I sent it to a number of people, and the takeout I got from that was, have a life of significance. And I haven't stopped thinking about that on a daily basis. What is it that we're doing in our lives that has significance, not for the person, but for other people? And I think really you're saying that as well in your story about what you want to do and continue to do.
Yeah.
Well, just a point there, that significance was in contrast to successfulness.
Yes, yes.
And that's what struck me of what you shared, Jim, in that you can be successful but lack significance. And what does that mean for your life or even for society?
Very much so. I'm successful. Well, the question from that is, are you? You know, how do you define that success? Is it? And so you're right, Darren, without getting too philosophical, but I'm very much taken back by that significance. What is it that we did to make other people's, through us, our lives significant to help other people? And as you said, the alcoholic, the drug addict, the domestic violence, all of those people in many ways that Jesus attempted to try and heal and bring common sense to people to help them and so on. I think we need another song.
Well, just before we do,
all right.
Jane, I was just going to have one more question.
Sure.
If I may, Jim, we've got time. We do. As far as singing, so you participate in the worship at the Salvation Army in Parramatta.
Yep.
And I've been in church life throughout my life and understand singing is an important part, but like with anything else, you have your hymns of yesteryear, some of them get recreated, and are hymns of today. What is the song and the worship, how is it characterised within, say, modern contemporary worship, but also the Salvation Army, and what do you enjoy most of it?
That's an interesting question, because I grew up in a fairly traditional core or church, which sang a lot of hymns and so on. But growing up, I realized this is not about the style. It is not about the style. It is about your worship unto the Lord. And so I think that now I am able to enjoy most things. But I do, you know, I am young, and so I do like the contemporary style of Hillsong and other churches. But really, I think it is always about an attitude rather than a style. That answers your question.
Yeah, it's a really good question.
Yes, thank you. And would you like to introduce the next song you're going to sing for the listeners this morning on Spotlight?
Yes.
Me?
Yes, you, Jim.
No, sing.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I think we'll let Jane do that.
Yeah, we'll let Jane do that.
All right. Well, I thought, because I grew up in church, I would sing to you a song that is very dear to me, and it is called How Great Thou Art.
Oh, lovely.
Beautiful.
O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come, with shout of acclamation and take me home. What joy shall fill my heart? Then I shall bow in humble adoration and then proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art. How great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art. How great thou art.
I don't know what to say, but again, Jane, absolutely amazing to share that with us. Listeners, Darren and I are always very fortunate not only to talk with people but to see, and that song you expressed in such a loving way, and your eyes nearly had a tear in them because it means so much to you. You told us that, and the expression and the love that you put into that will stay with us. We're just so delighted on Spotlight that you've been able to share some time with us this morning. The Salvation Army are very lucky to have you as well. You're the next generation, and we wish you all the very best, and we'd love to have you come back at a later date.
Just on the Salvation Army, Jim, if you know, or Jane, it is Red Shield Appeal time.
Correct.
And so we should put a request out there for everyone to consider to donate to the Red Shield Appeal for the Salvation Army.
Yep.
Jane, do you know the best way people can do that?
Online is the best way. If they go to, they just type Red Shield Appeal on Google, they'll find a link very easily. And it's just a couple clicks and there you go.
And, you know, the interesting thing is I just love what the Salvos do. Just amazing. People say, oh, look, it's only a dollar, I won't worry about it. But if 100,000 people gave a dollar, it means a lot. And
that's,
I think,
right.
That's the story, that it's not about the individual amount. It's the sum of everyone making a contribution.
Indeed. And I know you've been involved in helping the Salvation Army and its presence within the Hills area and the Norwest growing area.
Mm-hmm.
What made you want to do that as you, Jim, if I may? I know I'm...
Sure.
Yeah, no. The interviewer to an interviewee.
No.
And Jane's here as well. But just, how do we need to develop that sort of community context for something like the Salvation Army, which people think is maybe humming along fine?
Well, it's pretty simple to me. The Salvation Army, like other organisations, but particularly the Salvation Army, can do things and do things that I can't. And so if in any way we can act as a conduit, and this radio station, our show, can help people make the decision of putting a couple of dollars towards Red Shield, then they can go out and help people. And you know the irony? The irony is two ways. One is they're helping people that they'll never know in their life, and I think that's really important. And number two, you never know when you may be helping a family member. And so life can turn on what we say a sixpence. It can happen so quickly in our lives. Where we are now in the morning can change forever in the afternoon, and we need people like the Salvation Army and the story of William Booth and Catherine to mobilise people to help bring about some type of justice and structure and hope for those who really need it.
So, listeners, please give generously to the Salvation Army Red Shield Appeal. That's on at the moment. Jane, thank you very much for being in the studio this morning with us on Spotlight on Alive 90.5 and for sharing those lovely songs, Swooning, and then just thinking about your love for God and how great He is.
Thanks for having me again. Really appreciate it, and hope that you'll have a great rest of your week.
And would love to have you back again in the future here on Spotlight.
Would love to come.
Thank you. Have a great morning.
Thank you, Jane.
Alive 90.5.